We're spending quite a bit of time on political ads in this long campaign season. Broadcast ads have a new feature this year. You've heard it. My name is whatever, and I approve this message. Stand by your ad, that's called in campaign parlance. It's in the new campaign reform law sponsored by Senators John McCain and Russell Feingold. It's supposed to keep campaign advertising on the high road, keep the ads civil. However, the law does not apply to the Internet.
Now let me go find something to back that up.
We visited Brooks Jackson at the Annenberg Public Policy Center here in Washington, where he runs something called factchecks.org, analyzing political ads. Jackson says the Internet is where you'll hear some of the hardest-hitting advertising, like this ad for Kerry, produced by the Democratic Party.
Fact: Bush cuts key education programs by 27%. Fact: Bush slashes job training by 24%.
Here's Brooks Jackson.
When they say it's fact that Bush cut education programs 27%, here's the what's actually happened to Department of Education funding. It's up something like 58% under Bush, going higher. When you ask him, well, where are you getting this stuff? They said, well, that's how much he's underfunding the No Child Left Behind Act. Well, what they should have said was that he didn't increase education funding as fast as we think he should have. He didn't cut it at all. He increased it. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. They're convinced they're right, and yet they've got it completely backwards.
The Internet, because it's fast and flexible, will play a huge role in the 2004 campaign. Industry analysts expect $25 million will be spent by local and federal politicians on Internet ads. The next ad you'll hear is from the Bush campaign website. It is a made-for-Internet ad. It actually shows someone surfing the net.
John Kerry.
I have a message for the influence peddlers and the special interests. We're coming. You're going.
Sounds good. Special interests. More special interest money than any other senator?
It makes a false statement. It says John Kerry got more special interest money than any other senator. It's just not true. That's because Kerry doesn't take any money from political action committees, which is the main conduit for special interest money in the Senate. And if you want to go a bit further to talk about money from, you want to talk about money from HMOs and the rest, Bush got far more money from all the sources cited than in the last year than Kerry got in his entire Senate career.
Jackson says the Bush campaign can email an ad like this to 6 million people and urge them to send it on to others. The Kerry campaign is doing something similar on the net.
The Internet will now be the place where you hit below the belt, you sling the mud, and then get out of Dodge before anybody figures out, you know, who did it.
That's Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. He wants campaigns to stand by the Internet ads as well. He wants I approve this message attached to ads the presidential campaign circulate around the web and in print. Wyden was the man who came up with Stand By Your Ad in the 2002 Campaign Reform Act. We talked to Wyden at his Senate office.
When you started this, was it your intention to try to keep politics honest or to keep politics or to sort of raise the tone?
I wanted to try to do both. And again, everybody understands that you don't snap your fingers and suddenly make politics, you know, honest and suddenly change the tone of American political debate. But I thought here was a specific way that you could take a significant step in the right direction. Once candidates have got to own up personally, I think that's a force for making advertising more honest.
Do you think that you're removing a useful and important weapon from the arsenal of political campaigning in trying to sort of blunt the negative ad? Isn't that something that people have used it successfully? Lots of people who are serving in office now are there because they have had this capability.
Hitting below the belt, which is what I'm concerned about, is political campaigning that's over the line. Now, the fact of the matter is that campaigns are not, it's not patty cake, as the old slogan goes. And of course, if someone wants to say X raised taxes hundreds of times and they can document it on the record, that's fair game. But I think what we'll see with Stand By Your Ad is no longer, and I think this has been shown, will you see sinister pictures, scary sounding music, frightening kind of images that you wouldn't want to have your 8-year-old see, all as part of portraying the opponent in a way that you can't justify.
Wyden's proposal to require the presidential candidates to take responsibility for their internet ads has bipartisan support. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is a co-sponsor. Brooks Jackson of factcheck.org says no one could argue with keeping the candidates' internet ads honest and civil, but he says it may not work. So far, the presidential candidates have been willing to stand by some quite negative TV ads, and in a few cases, ads which stretch the facts. To see the ads we've been talking about, go to our website, npr.org.